Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ken, we didn't get to talk about it yet, but you're a big Van Halen fan. Eddie Van Halen apparently has been diagnosed with throat cancer and is fighting throat cancer. Did you happen to read that and see how they think he got it? They think he got it because for decades he was basically at his steel pick in his mouth.
Wow.
And while he was playing, was like sucking on a steel guitar pick, and that's how they think Eddie Van Halen ended up with throat cancer.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
Like, who would even think it?
You wouldn't even make that connection.
A steel guitar pick in his mouth could have led to giving him cancer.
Yeah, that's how they think he got throat cancer.
That's unbelievable.
I think TMZ was reporting that over the weekend. So.
And he ate some liquid nitrogen.
Well, that was a mistake on his part.
He would drink it, Curtis, not eat it.
Both.
Well, I guess he could eat it if it was in some kind of a seafood platter or something like that. Yeah. Danielle,
Let
us discuss the fact that here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there are two of our elected officials who are going to be suggesting that we all pay more when it comes to tolls when the commute times are busier.
So, I love this. Let's choke the constituents a little bit more, shall we? So State Senator Joseph Boncory, who's out of Winthrop, and State Rep Adrian Madaro, who's out of East Boston, both have bills before tomorrow's Joint Committee on Transportation meeting. And effectively what these bills would do is allow the state to charge you more and penalize you for driving when everyone's on the
transportation, which doesn't work.
Which is not reliable. A lot of people can't change the time that they drive to work or to doctor's appointments or to anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people can. Some people can work from home. Some people can change their schedules. Great. It's a minority.
Yeah.
And now basically what they're going to do is let's tax you more because we don't have enough tolls, taxes, excise, everything else in the state. The roads are a freaking mess. And now let's bump the tolls up during rush hour because it'll be a tax grab for the state. This is insane. It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's nuts.
You have to be at work. Nearly everybody has to be, unless you're living with your parents and you're, 35, Curtis. Everybody else has to be at work at 9 or whatever time work starts
10.
Now. 8:30, whatever it is.
Rush hour surge pricing?
Yes.
That would be okay.
It's not even surge pricing. It's surge taxing.
Yeah. Rush hour surge tax. This would be like, you know what? Maybe bars and restaurants should be smart and say, oh, is it 5 o'clock when people need a beer after they get out of work? Beers surge. $2 more now. We'll do surge pricing on happy hour.
The traffic in the city is historically bad, and every week it gets worse, and there's literally no answers in sight from anybody making decisions. It's unbelievable. It impacts everybody listening right now.
Well, no, their answer is let's raise the tolls and try to force people not to drive. Their answer isn't anything to do with, Uber or ride sharing or, or let's create a public transportation system that people can actually rely on to get themselves to work. People are probably afraid to get on the T because Lord knows when, the 1937 car that you're riding in is going to start smoking and not be able to get you to work when you need to be at work.
I prefer the alternate suggestion that was included in bills by State Senator Brendan Crichton of Lynn.
Traveling by pigeon?
No, Representatives Jay Livingstone of Boston and Cambridge and Representative Madaro. This bill would charge ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft 20 cents for every mile traveled by empty cars during rush hour. I am fully in favor of that.
Well, that you're in favor of it knowing that your Uber and your Lyft are going to go up?
Yes.
You, really?
Because I think that it would deter the drive around. You have a lot of aimless driving by Uber and Lyft, and I understand that they're waiting to pick up passengers.
That's what they're doing.
I get it, but you have a lot of times it's on the highway for no good damn reason. This morning, three times on my way in, I had a vehicle in front of me in the passing lane doing about 10 miles below the speed limit. I get around them. Either there's an Uber sticker or a Lyft light.
Because he's trolling for fares.
Exactly.
Fare troll.
But, yeah, but I mean, I don't even know if Uber is going to survive. I think they lost $5 billion last quarter.
Yeah.
$5 billion they were down. So I don't even know if they're going to end up surviving. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
What's up, Jeff?
Not much. Hey, so with Eddie Van Halen, hopefully speedy recovery, but why are we going to go to metal straws now?
Oh, good point. That's a great point. I mean, it's probably dangerous that we got to go back immediately to the plastic straws because who wants to be sucking on a metal straw all day? Mm-hmm.
And give yourself good intention cancer?
Yes.
And isn't traffic horrible for the environment? All these cars standing, idling gas?
Yep.
I mean, if the state really thought we were going to be underwater in 10 years, they'd have some pretty urgent changes.
What are we going to do? Travel by, like, duck boat? Actually, we already do. Thanks, Brady. All right. Let's say you live, like, sort of off the South Shore, right? You're in like Randolph and you have to work up in, I don't know, Woburn or something like that, or even in Somerville. How are you supposed to get there? What are you going to do?
You leave 2 hours.
What the hell are you supposed to do?
I know. You can't get there from here. That's the motto of Massachusetts.
You can't get that from here.
Right.
Here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Danielle.
Paul.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. Uber and Lyft, they are getting a free ride on everything. They don't have livery plates. They don't buy taxi medallions. They should absolutely be hammered. They don't pay road tax. Let me tell you something. Uber and Lyft, it should have never been done.
What?
But absolutely not. They do not operate under the same parameters. Greg, if there was all of a sudden restaurant R&R, just call it, and they didn't have to get liquor licenses and all those things, you would be up in arms because that would affect your life. But people like that are in the taxi cab business, they can't operate the same way. Look at Boston Coach. That guy had to go and get livery plates. Yeah. Why doesn't Uber?
Do you know how many rides there were in Massachusetts when it came to Uber and Lyft in 2018?
I don't.
81.3 million.
Yeah, and how many of them were just driving around aimlessly before those pickups? That's on the road.
81.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost your salary.
That's the issue. You're right, but I don't think you can. But you can't.
How much more money would the state made if they sold all those people medallions like the taxi cabs had to do? Would there be enough money then to not raise the tolls?
For me, the fact that you're going to basically tax people because they have to drive to work in the morning or night, they have to drive home, is outrageous. It's not a solution. These people can't come up with a solution to save their lives.
Everyone's going to work from home now.
Yeah, I wish. I love how the solution is take the T, but then buried in another bill, they're like, cities and towns along the MBTA's rail and bus system could charge an additional $2.25 congestion assessment for each ride.
You're going to make me pay double because I have to ride the T? What you're telling me to do at the time of day that I go to work?
That's going to be for like Uber and stuff, but it's just
I'm moving to Maine.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is done in London, though. This is actually a model that's been based off some degree of success. They have a congestion zone in London for the closer you get to the city, and it kind of works.
And Manhattan does too.
Oh, they do. Okay,
yeah.
Well, their tube might be much better than that.
I think in London they did it, and then everybody started using Uber and Lyft, and that created more of a traffic.
Right, you're still in a car,
and the train in London is. I mean, it's not even in the same stratosphere as this public transportation in Boston. I mean,
Tube.
It's the easiest thing to use in the world.
I know. And they have a stop named Cockfosters.
I think there's...
I love it.
Danielle loves that. I think there's...
When they say it with their accent, it's so funny.
In the empty car bill, like, how do you determine if somebody, what if you just happen to drive, like, you can't find somebody to commute with you, There's no, like, you have an empty car. And
but if
you're
to drive to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, right, and you don't have a choice to carpool like, or take the T. Like,
so
you know,
you're going to be charged because you're driving an empty car? Right. Like what? Like
at, at 8:30 in the morning?
This is Mike from Wakefield. Yes, Mike.
What up? First of all, the Uber and Lyft drivers recently are getting screwed. Back in the day, a couple years ago, they were actually getting paid somewhat fairly. And now, since then, pay has gone down by about 35 to 40%. And I know that because I used to drive for Lyft and Uber
before
I started this personal shopping thing.
Yeah.
But I kind of had an idea along the lines of this tax where, like, you basically have to pay for a license to drive your vehicle within the city limits between certain hours of the day. And there should be bigger parking lots opened up so people can park in these parking lots and take public transportation into the city. If the city really cared about improving people's lives and actually about their constituents themselves, they wouldn't be all trying to grab money all the time and basically just continue to take and take and take. They would actually do something good for the people of Boston. And by doing something like that, by having these municipal parking lots available for people to park at and then take public transportation into the town.
So basically you're saying, like, have these giant parking lots on the outskirts of the city, and unless you're willing to pay extra, you can't drive your car into the city at any time?
And how much are those going to cost to park in?
So that's like the like in Braintree, they got the Logan Shuttle.
Yeah, and if you don't get there by 7:10, you're screwed.
So we're going to basically just have Logan Shuttle, like airport parking lots where you just hop on and take a tram. Okay,
that'll work. So I have to drive my car on the highway to take a bus to get into the city. Yep. Makes sense.
This is Sean. Yes, what's up, Sean?
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, Sean.
So why don't they put a cap on how many Uber and Lyft drivers are allowed to be in each city or state or something like that instead of letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to become a taxi cab driver go do it and drive around aimlessly?
Well, because it's free enterprise. Like, people
how
are
can
allowed,
you even enforce
it's,
that?
It's America.
But then Uber and Lyft just stops hiring people, and then the guys that have the jobs now would be able to make more money because there's not like some jerk like me that decides I want to do it on my free time.
Well, because government doesn't control how you operate your business. At least it generally hasn't in the United States of
Greg,
America.
Don't yell at me about it. I'm just looking for solutions, well, brother. Come on.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm trying to help out. I'm contributing. I'm being part of the show.
Now, welcome to my life, Sean.
Oh, God. No, not.
I mean, in terms of Patriots takes in the booth. You know, here's how they could do it, Danny. You just said, like, how could they regulate this? Mm-hmm. So every time you, like, there should be, if there's a cap for the number of Ubers and Lyfts that can be operating at any given time, whenever you flip that switch on, they should be able to tell, like, there are currently 500 Ubers operating. You can't.
And you have to wait 16 hours if you're in the city of Boston. That would be ridiculous.
Or it could be every, maybe someone shuts it off. There could be, like, they should be, like, radio frequencied in or whatever, so you know.
What if someone's app shuts down while they're driving and they have to reboot it?
Oops.
That's awful.
Yeah, no.
Am I finally going to be able to play my new game on the new station, or will that cause all kinds of controversy? Remember my game?
MFK?
No. Entree disease or Uber driver name.
I think maybe we should let the show age a day or two after the SpongeBob story.
Am I going to be able to play that?
Emergency meeting with the two Joes right now.
Just downstairs.
I really want to play that game. Entree disease or Uber driver name.
I don't know that you're going to be.
Able you don't think I?
I mean, I love the concept. I just I fear for the backlash.
You think there'd be some backlash on that? It's just somebody's name.
I'm going to get
nothing
up here.
Anything bad? No. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's ridiculous, but that's what we do here in the state is we tax everybody. We try to tax people into certain behaviors.
Yeah, like death.
So they are going to try to tax you into using public transportation when it doesn't get you anywhere you're going. Let's see. What about, here's somebody who says that they think the issue is like the Amazon delivery drivers, like that the people have, like, so many things are now delivered.
That's ramping up because now they've got the one day delivery basically across the board. Like, they've got next day for everything.
So that's also yesterday. When it comes to congestion, you think that's also causing a big part of it?
I haven't seen as much of it with my eyeballs, so I can't really.
In the city, it's a big issue. And more than that, double parking needs to be enforced.
Oh, my God. Nightmare.
That should be a $200 ticket immediately.
Nobody
that's
cares.
The way to clean it up.
Lose your license for 6 years.
I say execution, but. These Amazon drivers, too, like, they're super reckless because they all have so many packages to deliver so quickly. And yes, I said deliver a package. Laugh, Danielle. They're just ripping through the city. And does everybody need that something that badly?
Yes, that's why Amazon exists, ding dong. We have no, there's no delayed gratification.
You're allowed to choose. I don't need it that quickly.
But why would you ever do that?
Because you care about Earth.
It's a media because you care.
I need
about
that one thing in a giant cardboard box with a plastic bubble in it with three things of paper.
Immediately.
Now, I need that vitamin that I could have gotten at CVS 2-for-1 right. now you from Amazon because it's 8 cents cheaper.
In a giant box.
Right. Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's
I got a ton of buddies that drive Uber, and the last thing they want to do is drive around aimlessly. So they usually just stay in one spot until they get a beep. And a lot of them don't take their stickers down when they're not doing Uber. They just leave them up there. It's advertising, whatever.
Then these people are just terrible drivers in general, Tim.
Yeah, well, probably. Everyone's a horrible driver if you're paying attention to your driving. But they also all listen to AAF, so, you know, be easy on us, Danielle. Come on.
All right. Thank you. This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey, first of all, love the show. Glad that you're on EEI. Great format. Love it in the morning.
Thank you.
Everybody's been talking about how, you know, raising the taxes, raising the T-fares. There's been studies done in other parts of the country where, and in the world, where they actually lower the rates of the public transit during rush hour to entice people to use it.
Oh,
I mean, we go back asswards in mass, if I can say it on the air, sorry.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we legalize something. And then we tax the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you got a problem with commuting, cars on the road, so we charge people more on the T. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, would you feel comfortable, relying on the MBTA to get you to work and not being in trouble at work?
No. And not to mention, I think for fiscal year 2018, they were the T was projected to carry a $30 million deficit.
Right.
So they're not going to be slashing fares anytime soon.
Well, no. But, I mean, you can't even rely on it to get you where you want to get. Like, if it was reliable, maybe people would give up driving, and it's certainly in the city, but you can't even rely on it.
At any given time of the day, you can shut your eyes and know with relative certainty that there is a red line car stuck between Wallston and North Quincy. It's on fire halfway between JFK and North Quincy.
Right. Hello, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the new show.
Thank you, Max.
So I think a lot of people, they don't want to take public transportation because every day I see, like, the green line breaking down. Sorry, my dog is barking.
Yeah.
Every day I see, like, the commuter rail is just breaking down.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're trying to get to work, how are you supposed to get to work if you're stranded, you know?
Yeah.
Love the new show, guys.
Thank you. You can't rely on it, so it's not a solution. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So, listen, I drive for a living. I'm in and around the Boston all day. If they want to start addressing traffic, just like many other things in life, enforce the laws that you actually already have on the books.
Like which ones?
Like the biggest pet peeve for me is blocking of intersections. I can't tell you how many times during rush hour you're sitting at a red light, the light going across in front of you turns yellow, and a couple of morons gun it, they're sitting in the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And there's signs all over downtown. State law. I've never seen or heard of a police officer enforcing that $150 fine for blocking an intersection.
No, you're right about that. And then the other people can't move.
Right.
You
it's
can't
a whole
move through. And it's, yeah, no, it's, yeah, it's a whole
right.
Yes, yes.
Drive down Newbury Street any point during the day and you got, you're weaving back and forth like a drunk driver, avoiding everybody double park.
Sometimes.
And then you got Uber drivers who will sit in an active lane with their hazards on when there's a spot by the curb because it saves them 5 freaking seconds.
Well, the worst, like one of the worst places for that is when you come out of, you're in the tunnel and you come out by the Pru.
Yeah.
And people are sitting there letting all their people off.
Move.
That lane that goes right up toward like One Dalton and up toward Capitol Grill and all
that. Move.
People are just, they're sitting there.
I know.
And nobody can, like, it turns it into one lane.
Right.
Mike had a kind of a little sidebar here. Mike had kind of a great baseball play-by-play voice.
Got that guy over there sitting in the breakdown lane. It's a long drive to left. It could be. It might be. It's gone.
Just want to say good morning to my friend Cheryl, who's currently in an Uber listening to our show.
Oh, hello, Cheryl. Hello, Tim.
Yeah. So I think some people, you got it right and they got it wrong, right? Okay. Yeah. In a short term, sure, you can have these toll increases, decreases, whatever. But the real problem is there's just too many businesses, okay, huge businesses that they keep popping up in the greater Boston area. I mean, they got to start thinking long term where they want to give incentives to Central Mass, Western Mass to have these businesses out there. And then when you build these office parks out here, this is where you put brand new rail in. Right, they go right to these office parks. This is nothing in the short term. In the next 10 years, you're going to solve by having tolls or getting Uber or Lyft off the road. Ain't going to happen.
So you mean like basically like Amazon or Gillette or what? Any of these like in the seaport, they should not be adding new businesses there. They should be taking businesses away. Is what you're saying?
Not taking them away, but put it this way: there should be economic incentives. Okay, by the state, economic board, whatever you want to call it, to give them financial incentive to put them in places like Springfield, to put them in places like Worcester, okay? Because, you know, I mean, this will take 25 years to solve, right?
It's 25 years?
Keep adding more businesses, it's just going to put more people in their cars and more congestion in a congested Boston area.
Yeah.
I mean, the town's not even a grid. You can move around in New York City that's got 8 million people easier than you can move around Boston.
Yeah. No, it's horrible. And it's not going to get better if you start taxing people because they have to drive when in the morning or the afternoon during the commute.
And so they haven't even started that $10 billion or $1 billion plan right by us in Brighton where they're going to lower the Mass Pike to the ground. I mean, that's going to make it even worse.
No, I think that's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to drive
to save
work.
A freaking
exciting.
Goose.
Exciting. It's going to be exciting.
But like in Chicago, if you fly into Chicago, you don't have to bother taking a $70 Uber or a cab to get to downtown because guess what? They logically built a subway that goes right to downtown. So for $2.50, you get a nice, clean, easy ride.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's ridiculous, but that is the proposal that they will explore tomorrow. And we will.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll be right back.
In a world of cold beer in my hand, life is good.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna live.
I refuse to believe that this man's given name is Governor. But go ahead, Governor. What's up, Governor?
Good morning.
What's up?
Listen, I drive for Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
So everybody is, you know, they go through a Corey check, and I'm here actually defending the Uber drivers.
Nobody's saying anything. What?
No, I'm saying that, you know, there are Uber drivers out there. They're out there getting a decent dollar bill, which is your American way.
Yeah.
Where, you know, whatever political way you go, you look at it, whatever. But When people are calling to say that, I mean, any person from, and excuse my language, a masshole, and everybody knows what that is.
Yeah.
If you think that there's more traffic because people now are driving Ubers, that's just like idiotic because it's the same. The traffic has been the same for the last 30 years.
No, it hasn't.
They did the big dig. They said, oh, we're going to expand the highways and we're going to have more lanes. And traffic is still the same as it was back in those days.
There were 42 million Uber trips that originated in Boston last year. There were 81 million in the whole state. 42 of them originated in Boston. 42 million.
Okay, but there's a reason why people are using that service. I mean, that's not saying that there's more traffic because people are taking Ubers and, you know, they're making more traffic. But come on now, you're still going to have the same. If there was no Ubers, you would still have the same commute from wherever you got to get to your job.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's Massachusetts.
All
right. I mean, let's be real. So why is everybody complaining? But you know what? Those 42 whatever million, the number you just gave, they're still out there getting Ubers. There's a reason why.
Yeah.
So
all
right. Why is everybody up in arms?
All right. My sincere apologies. This is John. Hello, John.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. So the Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, it's ride share. They're no different than any livery. They should have to follow the same exact rules, pay everything.
Yeah.
And just ban all the Lexus drivers. They're the ones. They're
The Lexus drivers? Those are the people who are causing all the problems, the Lexus drivers?
Curtis?
Yeah, they're the most arrogant SOBs on the road.
Dino drove a Lexus, I can attest.
Where's LB? He's the one sports part of the show. Where is he?
I talked to Uber.
I'm saying goodbye.
0.26.
I talked to LB on Thursday. I think I said this on the show. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come by one morning. He has some stuff that he left here at work.
That usually happens when you walk out the door.
When he quit, he had some stuff that he left in his workspace, which he's wanted to come pick up for a few weeks. He just hasn't come back yet. But he said when he comes, he'll come down and be on the show.
Love LB, what are you doing?
He knows we're on from 6 to 10.
Yes, yeah? He does.
Okay. He left appliances. I'm That's sorry, what he's coming goodbye. To pick up.
Is that what he's coming back to get? Couldn't you just maybe ask a friend to drop it off? Ship it?
Do me a favor. This. Sell this on eBay for me. What do you think I could get for a used microwave with chili inside?
It sounded to me like the guy is living the life of Riley. When I talked to him on Thursday afternoon, he was redoing his basement. Doing the work, doing the demo work.
Drywall?
Getting demo.
By demo, do you mean he fell through drywall?
he may have
Was it
fallen.
Involuntary demo?
It might have been. Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
We're traveling from Plymouth up to York, Maine. That's where we live.
Yes.
And so firsthand, I'm on your highways, and I got to tell you, I think you make most of your own problems yourselves. What I'm seeing is no one using blinkers. I don't know. Is that taught in driving school down here?
Yes.
In traffic, people either stay 1 inch from my bumper or you can land a 747 between the two cars because there's so much space. We come down. We have to go into the city. People cross intersections when they clearly can't get across and go into the middle and block traffic. And I'll give you one other one because I'm not a super courteous driver. But if I can see him coming up on a red light, and I can let someone in or cut across traffic, it's not going to delay me at all. It's just going to stop me in this spot instead of 20 feet ahead. I'm going to let them in.
Right.
I'm going to let them go. You do those little things, and it adds up to everyone moving instead of this cluster that you have down here.
Yeah.
Yep. The hardos that insist on pulling through the intersection and not letting someone turn left in front of them. Or, you know, like the caller brought up earlier, the filling in the intersection thing. Sometimes if I take Memorial Drive home to go up Route 1, you have the people coming down Land Boulevard by the Museum of Science, and they, even though it's painted white lines and they're very clear signs, they don't block the intersection, people fill it in. You get stuck at that light trying to get over the bridge in front of Cambridge Side Galleria for 3 light cycles.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I also think that the interest in the casino has not helped at all when it comes to the traffic. That's created some traffic issues as well, I think. So,
by the way, free parking at the casino now is huge because we drove up there Thursday for Mutt's show, and it's awesome because a while there that was scaring people away, but now you just zoom right in, free parking, bang, it's great.
And how was you guys were at the hamburger place, right?
Yeah, the On Deck Burger Bar, great
place.
Spot
is pretty good,
really sweet.
They have the Curtis. Did you get the salad that has the actual burger in it? Is that what you got?
Yeah, Mutt cut it up for me.
He cuts it up for you, huh? Does he pre-chew it for you, too?
Yes, sir.
Pre-digested. I am a little annoyed with, I'm just looking on Twitter right now, these people who are very critical of the Nationals closer, Daniel Hudson, because he missed game one of the NLCS for the birth of his daughter.
Yeah.
It's his third kid. People are all over this guy, saying that it was unprofessional for him to miss that game. For the birth of his kid.
For the actual birth?
For the
actual
birth of his kid. So we went out on paternity leave on Thursday, but the baby took longer to arrive than they planned.
Yeah.
So we missed the game on Friday. People are going nuts over it.
Well, it's a playoff game. It's the NLCS.
It's kid.
First ever for the franchise, Danielle.
I don't care. I love the wild. I mean, I'm sure the guy would have loved to have pitched in the game if he could have. But you have these people like speculating, like, well, if the kid was healthy and the mother was healthy, there's no reason for him to be here. It's like, how the hell do you know what's going on in the delivery room? Like, I get it. But the guy's probably just a passive bystander, still.
Can we just be honest? This is, and I get it, you're women, it's emotional. There's nothing for a man to do in the delivery room. There is nothing to do. It's the biggest.
Let me give you a piece of advice.
Yes.
Don't ever call a woman emotional. Well, if you want to keep your life.
But there's nothing to do in there.
My dad wasn't there when I was born. I'm perfectly fine.
Well, he's been paying for it ever since.
Right.
I was there for both. I wouldn't miss him either. But in this case, schedule a C-section.
Well, hopefully he was there when you were created, Curtis. Was he there when
in Germany, yes.
Okay, yes, right, in Germany.
It was a lovely morning.
I mean, yes, let's intentionally schedule a very invasive, long-to-recover surgery so that he can close game one.
Well, it is his third kid, though. Like, he's been there for two, right? Does he need to be there for the third?
He's been, I mean, you've
seen
it.
How about FaceTime? FaceTime.
Facebook Skype.
What about the team, Danielle, that they work the whole year to get to this point, and the closer's got to go sit and get ice chips?
I get it, but, you know, it's...
And have it and be called every name under the sun.
Yeah, basically.
You did
this to me.
Right. My wife called me Wiggy when my second kid was born.
Well, there was
she
a
was
reason
so
for
out
that.
Of it. Yeah.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? These people that complain about athletes missing games for the birth of their kids.
Yes.
I think they want their wives to have birth. You know those tents they have where they work on people in the sidelines?
Yes. They should have.
they want them to have birth in there.
Yeah.
Like the concussion protocol tent. We need to have a birth unit right there.
It's right ridiculous. There.
Ken Rosenthal could be inside reporting.
He's actually small enough to actually fit inside the womb. Two Patriots did miss games this season, so we know. And then, of course, Ken, was it you who said, because I know how fake the takes are, is it you who said that Belichick was punishing Van Noy and James White?
Was not.
Okay. But you can understand where that came from. So two Patriots have missed it, so this is a big deal.
I don't think it's, I mean, I think it's somebody's choice. I agree with you. Like, I mean, listen,
the guy would have loved to have been there for the game, but he's a family first guy. Yeah. He deleted all his social like a couple of years ago, I think, just because he was trying to, quote unquote, focus on the positive.
There's no man who wants to miss work for that. I'm just being honest.
No.
But they're afraid. Just afraid. If they're not,
you're going to hear about it for the rest of their natural life.
They're afraid. It's, I mean, nobody wants to see that happen anyway. I mean, the whole thing ruins your
everything.
It ruins your image of the whole area. The thing. I mean, I keep, you know, we're
there are tons of Dodgers fans who wish Clayton Kershaw's wife was giving birth last week.
There's just, it's not a pleasant thing to see. Nobody wants it. It's seared into your mind. All right.
Do you want to have Wiggy in for the cross today?
Yes, I want to have Wiggy in for the cross. I like when he comes in here and interacts with Nicholas. So we'll get Wiggy and Nick and the crossover coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Yeah. All my life, been grinding all my life. Pay the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look,
is here for the crossover. I guess Dale is not working today because of the Bruins game, Wiggy?
Yeah, Dale decided to take the day off. You know, some of us, we work.
Yeah, I work.
On Indigenous Day, is that what it is?
Indigenous People's Day.
Indigenous People's Day.
Well, or First People's Day. Discoverer's Day.
When we don't get a day. They brought us over here day.
Every day is your day.
Really?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Coming from compost guy over there.
That's right. Excuse me. That's Mr. Curbside Compost to you. Mr. Curbside Compost.
I didn't understand that. Did you get
no, what that was? No, I never
get some of these things he says.
I need definitions.
I don't even know what
With the forethought and the intellect that goes into it. I know, guys. The whole idea of thinking.
Oh, forethought.
Yes. I don't really like to think when I hear my jokes.
He's a thinking man's comedian.
Yeah.
That's the thing is you have to, right, Nick?
I mean, that's it. That's what I do. Thinking man's thinking man's bromedian.
Cut the tension with a knife.
I swear, I show up here and it's like, there's got to be a new way we can get him today. I know there is. We can do it, guys.
It's all good. It's all good, compost, man. I want to get you down.
How was your weekend?
It was the same as every weekend.
How did the game go?
Game went well. It was a Friday night. Yeah. It was raining. Cold, so there was no mosquitoes for the Triple E.
Yeah, good.
It was in Lowell. They
won.
They
got to win?
Yeah, they won. Yeah, they mollywopped them. It was like 44-7 or something like that.
All right, good.
Yeah, very good. How about you?
Bentley lost.
They lost?
They lost, yeah.
What's their record now?
1-4. It's a rough.
We had to regroup.
We had to regroup.
Regroup.
Yeah, but we're on to Stonehill.
So no more Ubers, huh?
That's it. Breaking news, I mean, Uber canceled.
Listen, you've lived here your whole life. You're like me and never lived anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Don't you think the traffic is way worse now? The Uber driver guy was saying it's always been this way.
Governor.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Greg, did you say that there were 42 million Uber rides and Lyfts last year in the greater Boston area?
That originated in Boston.
Do you know how many? That averages out to, because I also brought math to the party, 115,000 rides that originate from the greater Boston area a day.
Why are we hating on Uber? Because I do remember growing up here. If you wanted to get a cab, it'd take you 45 minutes for the cab to come get you.
Yes.
Now you can do Uber and it'd be there in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
Which way you want it? Do you want to go back to cabs where it's, you know, if you're trying to hail a cab in the middle of the street, if you ain't compost colored, they're flying by.
Compost is usually brown, so... compost has a hard time getting a cab too.
But no, seriously.
Why do you have to make everything about race?
Because it is race, man. Embrace the race. That's my slogan for campaign when I run.
Do you think
hashtag mofo embrace the race?
That's a long hashtag.
Call God.
Do you think SpongeBob is racist?
No.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, SpongeBob. There are no black people on SpongeBob, though, I noticed.
What? Well, there could be a black sponge.
But
I'm writing a book called There Are No Black People on SpongeBob. I'm going to do a college lecturing tour. Yeah.
Actually Wiggy's TED Talk.
But then it turns into, Sal, if you want some brothers on the wall, open up your own pizzeria. So,
there you go.
But I remember when you needed a cab, and you had a call on a cab, it would take 45 minutes for a cab to get you from Maverick to the Heights.
Yeah.
45 minutes just for the cab to get
now,
there.
Here's the $1 million.
Now Uber will be there in 2 minutes.
Now here's the $1 million question. Before, when you would call a cab, did you have to put on like your best white guy voice? Like, hello, I would like a taxi cab here to my place of residence. No. Thank you. I am a white person.
No, because in East Boston, most of the people that were driving cab.
This is Jerry Wiggins.
This is Gerald White. Whiten.
That's all I remember. Where you going? You're trying to get from Maverick to East. Yeah, the cab will be there in about an hour and a half.
I love Uber. It's like one of the few things I really don't know how I could live without. And I don't even use that many apps or services.
I'm not even like a big Uber rider.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I just know how, you know, what a pain in the ass cabs would be.
Right.
Yeah.
Forget about, like, we're talking about in East Boston. Forget about if you lived out in, like, Danvers or, you know, Swampscott, wanted to get a cab there.
Yeah.
It might take three hours.
Yeah.
But now, because of Uber and Lyft, they're 2 minutes you can have one right there.
Can they just get out of the passing lane?
But I do like the fact that if you are going to be maybe in the city, maybe it's a little bit more money you got to pay, you know.
to eliminate some of the congestion in some way.
So now people that know, okay, if like, you know, it's like working at the airport, right? If you want to, if you're a car service or back in the days and cabs and things of that, when they worked at the airport, it had cost them more money because they knew at the airport there was more money to be made there. So driving in the city, you guys going to cost you more money to be able to do that because there's more money to be made there. And some people might be like, it's not worth my time.
And as we know, more money. More problems.
But if you raise
more money, more problems. But
not more money, because I make more money. Right. More problems. But hello, this is Gerald White.
But if you raise the money for Uber drivers and it costs them more to be in the city, then you might be able to. It's like when you go to a nice club, right? If you raise the price, you keep out all the riffraff.
Right. A cab for Gerald Whiteman, please.
Former New England Patriots place kicker, Gerald Whiteman, please.
I know Gerald Whiteman's in East Boston.
By the way, have you noticed, I don't know, I bring up place kicking. Mm-hmm. How many, Nuge took a lot of guff last week because he misses a field goal in the game, laces in, and how many times yesterday people miss kicks?
Oh, yeah.
Why the hell can't guys... Like, just laces out.
Field goal kickers stink nowadays.
But all the kicks missed yesterday. You had the game being decided. Right. Yep. Fairbairn missed a kick yesterday. The laces were in. How can these guys not practice basic fundamentals? They have a whole week
together, right? Well, that's all they do. Punters, kickers, and, you know, snappers and holders. They don't practice. They're not real football players. They go do their thing. They hope, you know, they practice on getting the snap down, you know, spinning the ball, making sure the laces ain't out. If the kicker likes a little lean forward, a lean back, a lean to the side, that's all they do.
Any chance you think the Jets give them a game now after that stunning victory they had, you know, over the Cowboys, or you're not worried about it?
No, I'm not too concerned. I'm actually looking at the rest of the NFL and go, I am a little frustrated with the offense, and the clock is definitely ticking on the trade deadline where they have to do something. But then I look at the rest of the league, and I'm like, especially in the AFC, I'm like,
They don't have to do anything, is what you're saying.
No, got to do something.
They have to.
Yeah, they still got to do something. Because they'll be able to, they can still win with the offense they got, but it's going to be one of those games where if the defense isn't perfect, one slip up, and you might lose. So you need to add another
weapon.
Like
there could be another fluky touchdown, like the one Golden Tate caught over
John. Right,
and
that was perfect. I'm all about calling on God. Maybe God got an answer if we call on him.
I don't think God is walking through that door.
No. Call God.
Neither God nor
maybe we
nor
call
Brock.
God, and then God can call Antonio Brown, and then can call Robert Kraft.
Maybe God can take an Uber.
Call me, Mr. Picture.
Who goes when Harry comes back?
Who goes? Don't they have a roster spot now because they put who'd they just put on injured reserve?
Jakob Johnson.
Yeah.
The fullback.
So don't they have an available
spot? Most teams
spot.
Don't have a fullback. We have two on injured reserve.
I still think the Antonio Brown thing can get worked out. Just give him a chance, man. People need chances.
A chance. Didn't you say he should sue the league for...
He's like the last person left standing that thinks AB will be back with the Patriots.
There's still a little bit of hope. 5% weren't Kraft and his agent supposed to meet or something?
Yeah, they had a big meeting. Yeah, big dramatic meeting.
What
are
they meeting about?
Just
Drew
about
Rosen,
AB.
Yeah.
They meant, Drew Rosen.
Drew Rosen. And there was a rocket science.
Hey, listen, Rosen, Rosenhaus are all the same, right?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're all cut from the same cloth.
He would have got more respect, at least.
I think Rosenhaus or Rosen works well.
All right. And you're here tomorrow, and Gronk's here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to ask Gronk about, we're going to ask him some hard-hitting
questions. Hard-hitting questions for Gronk tomorrow?
Yes. What's Julian Edelman really like? He's a squirrel.
What is that nut he's getting after?
I mean.
We should give Wiggy and Gronk a Wonderlick.
Oh, I told you, God, that would be
the
amazing.
The Wonderlick is culturally biased, man.
It is?
It is culturally biased.
Yes.
The Wonderlick is the easiest test I've ever taken.
All right, I take the Wonderlick, and then I drop
you. Oh, that's right.
And then I get to drop Curtis off at OP at midnight on a Friday night in the summertime.
That was Danielle's nickname, freshman year at Hofstra.
Hey!
Hey-o! The Wonderlick.
High five.
Wow.
Well, we know Danielle likes
everybody.
Spicy salami between her
salami and salami.
Could you save that drop? It was 9:54.
The cold cut plate. It's called the cold cut plate.
The what?
Cold cut plate.
That's my move.
Yeah.
That's her finishing move in a wrestling. Here comes Murr from the top rope with the cold cut plate.
The finishing move is the corkscrew. The cold cut plate comes before that.
Here she is, Danielle, six chair Murr.
Glad we brought that back.
Well, we're going to go.
Hi, Mom.
So it's you and Rich.
It's me and Rich. Dale's taking the day off.
Okay.
He's got to watch Chara play 20-plus minutes a night.
They look pretty good, though, don't they?
And getting turned around like a turnstile.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, they all look good, except one guy.
Wow.
No, this is what it is. Yeah, 20-plus minutes a night?
You and Chara are going to be at the next Rough and Rowdy?
He's too long for me.
It seems to be working fine. All right, we are back tomorrow morning. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the Full Show podcast, which you can download at WEEI.com or via the radio.com app. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.